We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the Dale and Keith Show.
I want to play. It's just a tough situation. It's a lot of questions I don't know the answers to. I love baseball, but I got to do what's right for my family sometimes. And they're all thinking the same thing. Is this going to work?
Dale Arnold.
David Price has announced he won't be participating in the upcoming 60-game MLB season.
If and when we're down there, you know, she's going to have the baby, I'm for sure going to go be with her.
Rich Keith.
Pandering Man doesn't see that because in his lair, he has no kids.
Lair.
Whatever it is.
Dale and Keith with Wiggy.
But it's one
I'm at your neck.
On the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Fourth and final hour, Dale and Keith, Sports Radio WEEI. We're broadcasting live from our Shaw's and Star Market studios in Brighton and in Bellingham. Wiggy's in the house with us, as he is every Tuesday. And we started the program, and I promise we'll get to the calls with you guys in just a moment. We started the program with the whole idea that there is a growing sentiment out there, not shared by the three of us, a growing sentiment out there that some people are questioning whether sports should come back. It's taking resources away from other areas. There's the optics of the NHL testing, using 2,000 tests a day, when we assume that schools, teachers, and students don't have access to that. And, you know, just get out there and do the best you can. And some people are wondering about it. You've got players questioning it. You've got players opting out in Major League Baseball. Mitch Moreland, by the way, after the workout today, meeting with the media, said he missed the first day of workouts because his test results weren't back in yet. So we've heard about a couple of teams today that had to cancel workouts because they didn't get their results back, and we're not putting guys out there on the field until we know. Well, it turns out that Moreland was one of the players, obviously not as many here as with Houston and the Nationals, but Moreland said test results weren't back. I wasn't going out on the field.
The baseball's had some issues, huh?
Yeah, I can't get the test back. I mean,
if you're worried about them taking tests away from everyday people, I'm not worried about the baseball ones. You can keep those. I don't want one of those.
My friend went and got a test done, and she got her results back in just a couple days.
Yeah.
And it turns out it was just a really bad hangover. So,
there you go. That's what they told her. Like, oh, by the way, you were just hammered.
Did she just go in anywhere and just got it tested?
She just went to urgent care, got it tested. Yeah. Boom.
Well,
done.
There you go.
And now, Ron Renneke.
Ron Renneke just did a Zoom session with the media from Fenway a few minutes ago. He said, quote, "We still have a couple of cases pending like we had yesterday." So evidently they're not getting all their results back either. There were a couple of players who have tested positive. There was one, was it Eduardo Rodriguez? They were waiting on to see what was the deal with his, but
yeah, there's a couple guys in the bullpen had it, and then I think they were waiting on Rodriguez. I don't really understand.
48 hours, right? You test on Monday, you should have your results by Wednesday.
More quicker.
Right, but I'm just saying,
even
if that's the longest period of time,
right?
You test on Monday, we'll have your results by Wednesday.
Yeah, and we'll see you at practice.
Right, I mean, like, that's simple.
So David Price made the majority of the news over the weekend from baseball's perspective when he elected to opt out. And he said, you know what, I'm not going to play. The Dodgers, at least publicly, wholeheartedly behind him, said they support his decision 100%. He walks away from $11 million. And he's not going to play. Nick Markakis joined him today. We got word late last week from Gordon Hayward. And were you guys surprised at what Hayward said when he spoke to the media?
I think the opportunity to compete for a championship, play for a title,
is something that, you know, I think a lot of us NBA players, we want to do. We want to go down there and continue the season and trying to finish something that we worked for all year. So, I mean, I think there's definitely a lot to think about. Certainly also my wife being pregnant, you know, there'll be a time if and when we're down there and, you know, she's going to have the baby, you know, I'm for sure going to go be with her. So that we'll have to cross that bridge when we get there. But, you know, I think it's something where competing for a title is, I guess, the number one thing here.
Well, turns out it's not the number one thing, right? You literally just said a moment ago that it's not the number one thing to you.
Nor and should it be.
This case, I think it should be. I think that
you got to choose between playing for a title or being there for the birth of your child. I think I'd pick the child.
Well, you would. And
well,
he
already has like three kids.
Let me start by saying this. I'm not the Mike Francesa, like, lose my mind at David Murphy for missing one of 162.
No.
But this is so much different because now you're talking about taking a guy away from the bubble. And so he's not going to go for a day. So say he goes, sees the birth of his child, make sure that his wife and child are okay, spends the night or whatever. Maybe the next day he's like, all right, now I'm going to go back to work. Well, you got to be iced out for two weeks.
Right.
So now if the title, which you said is the number one important thing, but just say that it isn't then, because to you it isn't. Let's say you're in the conference finals and Gordon Hayward's wife goes into labor. He leaves. He now misses that entire series.
Right.
It's not a one. Like, I have no problem with guys that say, listen, I'm going to miss a game. Mm-hmm. You're now missing maybe seven games against the Bucks. For this.
I got an issue with you. Stay your ass at home. Don't even come down here. Gordon, I'm your teammate.
So if you're on the team, you just say forget it.
Stay your ass at home. 17-7-4. That's what you are. 17 points a game.
He's probably the fourth best player.
Right. Yeah. We count on you.
Yes.
But we don't want you down here if we're going to count on you and be a guy that
you
know.
And then you're gone.
And then all of a sudden, you now, like you said, say your wife happens to have the baby right around the finals time. What if we get to the NBA finals? Well, forget about conference finals.
Right.
We get to the NBA finals.
Now you're out.
We are counting on you. So here's what we'd
like. So if both of you guys were Gordon Hayward, you'd say, sorry, honey, I can't leave.
I would say, here's what I would say.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, sorry, but unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to play this season.
Right.
Yeah,
but you can
help your team get to that point, theoretically.
Right, your team might get eliminated. I would say, I would tell my wife, I'd like, listen, I obviously want to be there. This team is paying me $30 million to play basketball.
Right. Or a prorated share of that, but yes.
Well, he's getting most of it, Dale.
Yeah.
And he's already gotten paid $100-something million, got $30 million just to rehab for a year.
Right.
So he's gotten paid pretty well by the Celtics. Here's my opportunity. I've talked about how important playing for a championship is.
Got a legitimate chance.
I am gonna play.
I'm
gonna be in there, and I'll see you when we get eliminated or when we win the title. I'll be home.
What's more detrimental to the team? You playing, showing up, playing, and then all of a sudden we don't have you in the finals or whatever, Eastern Conference Finals, whatever it may be, or you just saying, you know what, hey, fellas, I'm sitting out this season. You guys are going to have to figure it out without me.
Yeah, they might be better off playing without him.
They're better off playing without him because then they can figure out, okay,
I disagree with that because he can help you get to a certain point, even if he ultimately has to leave.
Let me ask you this because you're a hockey guy. All right.
Well, you said he's 17-7-4. If the 17-7-4 isn't there at all,
right?
That can't help you,
right? But you can prepare for life without him.
Well, you make
it
sound like there's some plan in place. I mean, 17-7-4 is gone.
It'd be the next guy.
No,
right?
But like I get what Wiggy's saying. So in that first round, whoever they play in the first round, I think it's going to be an easier matchup, right?
Right.
But
presumably so. Yeah.
If you know that Hayward's not going to be a part of the second round. Or the third round. Let's say you keep moving
which
on.
Which he could be.
Other guys are going to have to play more minutes. Other guys are going to have different
so
roles on the
team.
So you can
still do that even if Hayward's there, though.
No,
and
no,
you
but
still
no.
get
Hayward's,
the benefit of what Hayward brings.
But if Hayward's taking
in the early
minutes
rounds,
from guys that are actually going to help you win a title.
Right. And then or you're leaning on a guy, and then all of a sudden you don't have this guy come the conference
He's
finals
gone.
Or the championship. You are now removing one of your top five players, right? So it's like, okay.
So, but I wouldn't tell him not to go only because – let's say we get in there, you play your eight games.
Right.
His wife hasn't gone into labor yet, so he's still playing.
Right.
Jaylen Brown gets coronavirus.
Mm-hmm.
So I wouldn't want to be gone, both of those guys.
No, I understand
you know what I'm saying?
That. But
I get what,
but
I get
what
your
you're
point.
Telling me is this. You the thing about women having kids, and I've never had a kid, but I think I have three of them.
Okay.
But I guess they come when they want to come. right?
For the most part, yeah.
Yeah, oh, for the yeah, most
unless she has like a planned C-section, right. But I don't think he was saying, you know, if and when. He's not sure.
Right, so he doesn't know. It's not like, you know, you could say, okay, she's going to have her baby within the next, you know, 10 days. So, okay, I know if
right, what if he's on the court and she has the baby?
Right, I know that.
Does he still leave? So he Does must, he stay? He like, must, what's the deal?
He must know the initial, like with all my kids, I kind of knew.
Oh, you have a due date.
Right, so when is that
you
due date?
You got a ballpark, but I can tell you.
Oh, they'll move it.
Right.
They'll move it.
They'll come when they're ready to come.
So I would ask this question. Is that due date closer to the Eastern Conference or the NBA Finals?
Somebody, is it due in September, Eamon? That's what you're hearing?
That's, yeah, that's according to Google.
All right, so that would be that.
Oh, well,
would
you can't go far better than that.
Is she due in September?
Yes.
Okay.
So there's a possibility that if you go long enough, that you might have to leave the team during a playoff run.
Absolutely.
So
it would be like the finals.
So it would
probably.
Be like
or
the
conference finals
because we know the NBA finals is going to wrap up October 13th.
Right.
Right, but we don't even
but
know
if it's September 3rd, or then he could get back for the finals, or if it's September 20th, right, then he's
right.
gone.
Right, or it could be like you said, it could be the middle of September, which she ends up going over her due date, which could lead right into October.
Right, right.
So we know that when she does potentially have this baby,
yeah.
it's going to be during the conference finals. We can at least put that. On that
probably
so it's going to be a very important series that you're going to be playing. So what I'm saying to you is, AG, listen, then stay home. Either you come with us and you ride with us, and guess what, when she does have the baby, fortunately we live in a great world today, we have this technology, you can FaceTime her and somebody can hold it up and you can kind of still be there for the birth of, I believe this might be his
fourth
kid.
Yep.
Right, or hey, you know what, see you later, and we'll prepare for with the guys that we know we got, because we don't want to lose you midway through this playoff run.
I know it sounds cold, but it's not a regular season game, and it's also not a game. You're out for a minimum of 2 weeks. Like, I just, I would say, in this case, the way they're doing the bubble setup and things like that, I would say no. I also think there'd be
I understand that part.
Yeah.
I just disagree with Wiggy. That I don't want you at all.
I don't.
I think he can bring a lot to the table between now, the season starts,
But you're taking, here's what you're doing. You're bringing something to the table that you now are counting on. And then at the last minute, when I need you the most, you're taking that away from me. So it's like, okay, Tuca, you're good. We got you. But then here comes the conference finals and we don't have you no more.
But could you use him and maybe in a lesser role and then kind of use him as insurance to
but
my point?
Why?
Because what if in the first round, Tatum and Brown both get coronavirus and you already sent Hayward home?
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like something like that.
I understand that part of it, right?
No, then you're killing yourself, Wick.
I think you'd want to keep him.
But
and
I
then
wouldn't
you
want
get
him
that
anyways.
Round and then you're like, all right,
oh,
next
no,
round.
You'd want him. If those two guys had to go home, you'd want him.
If those two guys have to go home, whether I got Gordon Hayward or not.
Or if one of them had to go home, you'd want him.
Because you could still beat a bad team with just Kemba and Hayward and Smart and those.
Well,
guys.
You could still beat a bad team with Kemba and Tatum and.
I know, but in my scenario,
I'm losing both of them.
In this hypothetical, let's say Tatum and Brown are gone, and you already told Gordon Hayward he's on baby duty, so he doesn't have to report.
Right.
I think you really are undermanned, and you might.
Well,
lose.
I think if both of those guys are gone, I think it's going to be very difficult.
Well,
for you.
But wait, even if one,
I'm just saying you got a better you got a puncher's chance at the very least with Hayward. I'm talking in, well, we don't, again, September is 30 days. So she just said due in September. That could be the 1st, could be the 30th, right? It could be any.
But
all,
I think you put yourself as a team. Granted, in the beginning, you might be able to, if both of them go out, you might be able to beat a bad team with Kemba Walker and Gordon Hayward. But I think the most important thing is, when do we need Gordon the most? Do we need him in that first round, or do we need him come the conference finals, potentially the NBA finals? That's where he's more important. And if I know he's not going to be there, then what I'd rather do is say eliminate him from the beginning and then let me get some of these other guys in there. And now if I
got
to play one of these bad teams, I can – you know what? It may be a scrap. But I'd rather scrap with a guy. So now when I get to the conference finals.
No, because you're being kind of vindictive. You're either with us or you're against us.
Yeah.
If you're not going to be here at the end, I don't want you around now.
Right.
So let's play the game. Babies come when they want to.
Mm-hmm.
You tell Gordon, no, you go home. You know what? We'll do this with the guys we got.
Right.
My team's out on the floor. And all of a sudden, she has the baby the 3rd of September.
Right.
And he could be there to help you for the semis or the finals,
right,
but you could, sent him home on baby
right,
duty.
But he could he potentially could not be there for me. So I
yeah,
gotta,
but now you're killing yourself just because you're either with us or you're against us.
No, what I'm doing is I'm trying to do what's best for the team. If I'm Brad Stevens and I'm looking at
what you're doing isn't best for the team. It's best for making a statement.
No, it's best for the team because now these
What he's doing is not best for the team.
No, what Gordon Hayward's doing is not best for the team, right? Gordon Hayward's putting himself ahead of the team, right? But if I'm Brad Stevens, I go, okay. Now the guy that I want to have more of a role, a bigger role, I can utilize him in the first round, maybe the second round of the playoffs to get him that confidence that he now needs. Mm-hmm. So now come the Eastern Conference Finals, potentially the NBA Finals, this guy will have the confidence I'll need for him to help us win. If I'm using Gordon Hayward and then now I'm not getting this guy that confidence and all of a sudden, hey, bro, I need you to now go out there and start in the Eastern Conference Finals against the Milwaukee Bucks. And he goes, Coach, I've been, you know, playing short minutes because Gordon's been here. I'm not helping my team if I tell Gordon, hey, go home, take care of your family. Now I can prepare the guy I need when I'm going to need him at the most important time.
I would think Brad could figure out a way to do both. Prepare the guy he needs and still utilize a guy as good as
but
Gordon
how,
Hayward
if Gordon,
as long as he had Gordon Hayward.
If Gordon Hayward is playing 34 minutes a night.
Then you don't play him 34 minutes a night.
But then what are you really getting from him if you're playing him 20 minutes a night? Is he that
20,
much?
20 more minutes than you'd get if you sent him home.
Right, but why not utilize the guy and let that guy, whoever that player is, let him get those 35 minutes a night rather than giving Gordon 20 and then this other guy 20. Right? Let him get to, hey, you know what? You're getting all Gordon's minutes. Now he can build that confidence in everything he needs, and your team is going to be better off in the long run. Gordon Hayward only helps you in the beginning, but you are more focused
He helps you until that baby says it's time to go.
Which is going to be potentially.
And you have no idea when.
But we know it's right around the Eastern Conference Finals.
No, we don't. We don't know when in September.
But
all we know is September.
But what do we know that's going to be going on? We know the Eastern Conference.
Playoffs. I mean, it's definitely playoffs.
But we know that based on the way it's looking,
the
Eastern Conference Finals should be right around September sometime, right? Don't we? We can at least say that. So,
well, we know it's playoffs. Rich is right. I have no idea if it's 1st of September, 29th
of
September.
But it doesn't matter if it's in
September. Yes, it does. It's a whole different.
All right, so the conference semifinals are September 1st. The conference finals are the 15th, and the finals start the 30th.
Okay, so we know.
It's the second round or later.
Right, so we.
So, yeah, that first round scrub series, or hopefully it's a scrub series. Mm-hmm. We'll see where they finish in the standings. You would probably have them for the first round, and then all of the tough matchups, you would be gone, not there.
Right. So
potentially.
But we know that we're not going to have you for the most important rounds, right? So we know that. So why would we need you for the rounds and the one that we don't need you in this one? Let's get the guy that we need to get the minutes that when we're going to need him the most, you won't be here.
How do you say Kemba Walker feels?
Look, even if I disagree with you guys that he's wrong to go home for the birth of his kid, I think he is right to do that. But that's beside the point. And I think Rich and Wiggy seem to be on different parts of paths on this one, is Wiggy just wants to send him home now.
Yeah.
You know, you're out. If you're not with us till the end, you're out. And Rich, I think, is more along the lines of get what you can get
till
you can.
But I get what Wiggy's saying, and I wouldn't treat him the same. I wouldn't have him start and play 35 minutes, which is what he's doing
fine.
Now.
I don't think Brad do Stevens' that. Job to make sure that.
But my bigger concern would be, all right, how does Kemba Walker, Jaylen Brown, and Jason Tatum feel about this? Are they like, hey, family man, like, that's great. If it was me, I'd do the same thing. I completely get it. If the whole team is on board with it, then you bring him, he plays, maybe he comes back or whatever. But I wonder if some of those guys are like, listen, we're all giving up a lot. Mm-hmm. Nobody wants to go in this bubble. Nobody wants to do this. And so now you're going to leave and be back at the earliest in 2 weeks? Like, what is that? Like, I don't know what the commitment level is like.
But we know that we only get you for the first round. Right?
For sure. Well, for unless, sure. Unless it's delayed or unless it's like the third. Say she's due the 30th. That's still technically September. And then he would have played all of these
playoffs. So let's say this. We know that we're potentially going to lose you at the most important time that we need.
Probably. Or you might lose him at the beginning of September and have him back at the most important time.
But we know, even if it's the beginning of September, we're going to lose you when things get harder for us, right?
Harder, yeah. Yes, but yeah, the most important time is the conference finals. Well, with the NBA finals.
The NBA finals would be the most important one, right?
So right now, if you just based on the current standings, and they could change, the first round would be the 76ers. So yep. You could have him for the Sixers series.
Right.
Second round would likely be the Toronto Raptors,
yep,
which he may or may not be there, or maybe the worst potential thing is he misses half of that series,
right,
and then half of the Bucks series, which would be the conference finals. And I also feel like, all right, if he's going to leave, right, they live up here, I assume, they live in Massachusetts. So if he leaves Orlando,
yep,
flies up,
mm-hmm,
he's there. If you're going to take the time to fly up there, it's not like, oh, everything's good, I'm heading right back down. You're probably spending a couple of days.
And then
now you come back down.
So now you got to quarantine.
You got to get all the testing. Right. And now, like, best case scenario, 16 days later,
right,
that's 8 games. If they're playing every other day, that's 8 games. I don't know. That's a lot. I'd be fascinated to know, and maybe not even publicly, because I'm sure those guys will say the right things, but how does Kemba Walker, Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum feel about that?
They're probably like most guys would be like, you're putting yourself in front of the team, right? Now, we understand that, yeah, you know, they used to tell us all the time, hey, we know you, if you want to have babies, don't have them during the season. Well, so plan accordingly.
And he did plan accordingly.
Yeah, right. The pandemic
he
got in the way.
Did.
Right.
True. Now, yeah. True. Now, I understand that. But now it comes to a decision that you have to make. What's more important, the winning an NBA title?
Mm-hmm.
Or the birth of your fourth kid?
The birth of your kid is always more important. Always.
Well, yeah. Is it? How many kids?
I don't care
got?
How many. I don't care how many you got. The birth of your kid is more important.
If Gordon Hayward's missing one game, I definitely see the argument a lot better than if you're missing 2 weeks of playoff basketball for a team that pays you $33 million a year. That is a lot to me.
Because
not to sound naive, but couldn't you just give this guy his own personal bubble to fly back? You keep basically his own secret service around him. You're on a private plane. You go straight to the hospital. He sees his wife and kid.
Yeah, but
he's there for maybe a day.
The rule is once you leave,
as soon as you leave the bubble, you could leave the bubble just to go to like a Chuck E. Cheese and come back. You're out 2 weeks. That's the rule. And I don't think they're going to break it because then you know what that would happen. Well, this guy wanted to go see his kid. Well, I want to go see my grandmother, or I want to go see this, and then like.
Do you think that? And I mean, I don't know Gordon Hayward's wife or whatnot. Do you think that if she would know, like, hey, I'm in a position where, you know, as long as we know the baby's healthy and they should know that with tests, right? I'm in a position where if I come back, that, you know what, I could miss the championship game or whatever it may be and we could potentially lose. Do you think she's looking at it and going, all right, Gordon, you know what? All right, you've been there for all three kids.
I don't know how she feels.
You've been there for all three kids before. Don't worry about this. It's not like, yeah, you're missing the birth. But, I mean, I was at my wife's birth and all I did was look in her eyes because I didn't want to, unless you're videotaping everything.
No, don't do that.
Right, so you might be missing the first couple of days in the sense of you're not there physically, but you'll still be there based because of technology and through FaceTime and that kind of thing. You don't think she might be like, you know what? Hey, you don't get many opportunities to win a championship.
And then even if you win the title, you're home in midway through October.
Yeah. So you're not missing. It's not like we're saying, all right, you're missing the birth of your kid and you're not going to see a kid for the next 4 years because you're going to prison. You know, you're going overseas
to fight.
No,
that's not the case here.
Right. It's like, all right, you know what? Hey, get to the finals, bro. You might never get back.
Mike's in East Longmeadow. Hey, Mike.
Hey, guys. I can't believe what I'm hearing. I am 100% behind you, Dale, and what you're saying about you need to be at the birth of your child. But, Wiggy, you are going to get farther with Gordon Hayward, no matter when you play him, than without him. Without him, he may not even make it to the first or second round. So why wouldn't you utilize him as much as you can?
Because you're going
to explain that to me, and I agree with Dale.
You're going
to. Stevens can figure it out.
So, okay. So, is it more important to have Gordon Hayward to get you through the first round of the playoffs or to have Gordon Hayward?
Because we don't know how far they're going to go.
Yeah, but what about life without him?
Yeah, but or to not have Gordon Hayward potentially in the NBA finals.
Well, you're getting all these ifs and whats, and to me, you utilize him as long as you can utilize him because he's a better player than the substitute for him. Right.
Right. So yeah.
Okay.
If you're utilizing him all the way up to the NBA Finals, and then you now taking away one of your best players, how has that helped you as a team? When you could have been
pretty much assuming that they're going to get to the finals with him, but I think he's going to take you farther. You're going to go farther with him than without him. Would you agree to that?
If you prepare,
would you agree to that? That you're going to get farther with Gordon Hayward playing than you would if he wasn't.
I would agree with that. But if you prepare for life without Gordon Hayward,
yeah,
right?
I think what Wiggy's trying to say is if you have him in the first round and then don't have him in the second round, yes, you have a better chance of winning in the first round with him, but would you have a better chance of winning in the second round without him if you didn't have him the series before and everybody had those roles prepared for in that series?
We don't know that. That could happen anytime with a guy.
Well, we don't know that it's not true.
Sudden,
right.
Now he's getting all the minutes.
This isn't like an injury. We know that he's going to leave.
And what you're telling me is this, and I heard this a million times over, that the Celtics were a better team without Kyrie Irving.
Yeah, they were.
Right?
Yeah,
so if you know that you might be, not that Gordon Hayward's an issue, but maybe.
I understand what you're saying. There was
a different reason why they were better without Kyrie.
But Hayward's had, you know, fit issues.
Right.
Not personality issues,
All I'm saying is if you know that you could say, okay, we can prepare for life without him before the playoffs starts versus we play with him and then all of a sudden they take him from us. Right?
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
And they take him from us when we need him the most, whether it's Eastern Conference Finals, whether it's NBA Finals. You are at a more disadvantage if you would have just prepared for life without Gordon Hayward going into the playoffs.
617-779-7937. Right back to the calls with you coming right up.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now back to Dale and Keith.
I'll let this cat out of the bag on WEEI.
We got time for one more?
No. No, you don't have time.
All right, guys. I got to go.
617-779-7937. Text line is 37937.
I think I got to change something up here, Dale.
Okay.
We did some legwork here. That would be
an awaken 180 take?
It kind of is. I think this could be my 180 take. Because, again, I am not this cold-blooded person like Mike Francesa, who famously ripped Daniel Murphy for missing one of 162 regular season games to go to his wife or his kid's birth and be with his wife. I have no problem with that. But I thought with Gordon Hayward, before he played the truck backing up, I was under the impression that if Gordon Hayward left, and he said he would during the bubble, I thought these guys then were quarantined for 14 days. Almost like you had it, and like you were just kind of out of it. Our Eamon, who's in for John today, did a little bit of research on this bubble program. And Eamon, you have some updated figures for us.
That's correct. So according to the NBA's Health and Safety Protocols document, medical care off campus, the birth of a child, there you go, Gordon, documented severe illness or death in the family or previously scheduled family wedding only with prior league approval for such extenuating circumstances will result in a 4-day quarantine as long as he tested negative for the coronavirus each day he was off campus.
Game changer.
Yeah.
If I'm losing him for two games, again, it's not ideal. It's the playoffs. Right, but two games, I can suck that up. Yeah. I thought he was going to miss seven. Yeah. I thought he was going to be out for seven or eight
for two
games,
weeks.
Or an entire series. In this case, he's not even missing an entire series. So I will change my mind this time because the details had not come out yet.
Yeah. I'll jump in the truck with you.
Okay. So now Wiggy's saying bring Gordon Hayward to Florida.
Yeah, bring him to Florida. And then now games, if you're only going to miss two games.
Stay safe, wear a mask, come on back.
Yeah, that's it. When you go in the hospital, man, put on a bubble outfit.
I know.
And then get back down there and sit. You know, you only have to sit for four.
Well, that's the other thing. The hospitals all have to have different kind of protocols now, too. Like who can be in there, who can not, who's in the waiting room,
it's probably,
who's not.
Probably just one person.
Yeah, I mentioned this before when my wife had her surgery. I literally had to pull up in front of Brigham and Women's, open the door, say, see you later, honey. And she left. I had to drive away, come back the next day after she's had her surgery. They wheel her out to the car at the curb. I mean, I'm assuming it's different for childbirth. I'm assuming
it probably
that the father gets to be there.
Probably that's it. It probably gets to be there, and then that's it. And then maybe he's there, and then I bet he probably can't come back every day to see the kid until, you know, like, cause you know, after your wife gives birth, usually, that she's in the hospital for the next, three, 4 days or whatever it may be.
Justin's in New Hampshire. Hey, Justin.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
How are you?
Good. So, Wiggy, I know you recognize the voice, and I know we disagree on pretty much every topic that I think we've ever discussed. I'm on the same train today. Listen, I just want to point out the idiocy of this argument. You're going to say to a kid in 20 years, hey, I didn't get to go to your birth because of a virus, and I was stuck in Florida. And they're going to say, so a virus is more important than coming to see my kid. That fourth kid or the third kid argument, that makes no sense.
No, no, no. You're not going to say that to the kid. You're going to go come in there, look at daddy's NBA championship ring.
Right.
It's the only one I want
in this house that we live in. Like this house that we live in.
Look at this NBA title. Look at this championship ring. Let me throw you in some highlights of how I helped our franchise win.
And when he says, so dad, you weren't at my birth because of basketball.
Yeah, it's all right. Son, I knew you were going
to
be healthy.
I made a commitment to the team.
Yeah.
Yep, you can spin it probably pretty easily.
I'm with you 100%. I just can't get behind this. I think it's absolutely crazy. But as usual, good job.
Well, listen, I have three kids, right?
Right.
And I was there for the birth of all mine. One I had during the season, which...
I think it's less of a conversation you have to have with your kid and more so with your wife.
Right.
I think that conversation will be had.
Right. That's who's going to actually remember it.
But I would ask if the wife is cool, right? If she's cool about it and says, it's, you know what, because what are you really doing for the birth besides, unless you're one of those...
You're there to support your wife.
Right, but unless you're one of those people that really want to get in there and you want to see it breached and all that, which I'm not, my stomach isn't built for that, I'm there for the support. Now, and if you're not because your job doesn't allow you to be there and you can have a family member, whether it's, your mother-in-law, step in and be there for the support. But you're right there on FaceTime afterwards. And how's the baby? We know everything's healthy. The birth was great. You're probably thinking about it,
By the way, my buddy who had a kid a couple of months ago, he was allowed in. He was the father. He was allowed in, but that was it. Like, obviously nobody else.
But think about how many people, right? And we always get into this, the birth of the child. And obviously it's the greatest thing in the world to have a kid.
Yes.
But we always get caught up in the birth part of it, right? Think about how many people are not able to be at the birth of their kids for maybe they're in the military, they got to work, or whatever it may be.
Sure.
It, happens all the time.
Well, they don't have a choice. He has a choice.
Right, but, if it happens all the time, it's not like you don't love the kid any less.
If you had a choice and could be there for the birth of your child and elected not to, that conversation with the missus would be a little difficult.
Well, but the reason why is because you potentially could be winning an NBA title.
Right.
It's not like you're just saying, hey, I want to miss.
Which he said was his the number one priority.
Right. Yeah, and that's like you're saying, oh, I'm missing the kid's birth just so I can go, go play Fortnite with a couple buddies. You're missing the birth because, there's a chance that you're missing it because you're winning an NBA championship or an NFL championship or whatever it is. If it's like you said, one of 16 games in the NFL or, one of 162.
I mean, you're not going to play every regular season game anyway, so you might as well miss that
one.
You
don't think the wife would be like, all right, we know the kid's going to be healthy,
Like, how many players do you think would miss a Super Bowl for a birth of their kid?
Right.
Right? Now, I know NBA playoffs is different. It's not a one-and-done scenario. But my point is, could you imagine if the day before the Super Bowl, it was like Patrick Mahomes is like, oh, yeah, he's got a kid, so he's not going to play.
I mean, if you're telling me if it was Game 7 of the NBA Finals, yeah, his decision might be different. Probably would be.
Well, what if it's...
But that's not what we're talking about.
But what if it's a series?
But it could be. You're like, we don't know. That's the beauty of it. We don't know the date, so...
It could be a series.
It could be Game 7 against Giannis, and he gets news that day. They're like, oh, yeah, we're going to the hospital. You better get on a plane. Right. And so he's like, all right, I'm out on that. Like, that's a pretty big game.
It could be 2-2 in a series, right? And boom.
He misses the rest of it.
Right. So yeah. I think it's a little... I think you can compare it when you're talking about whether it's Game 7 of an whether it's a Super Bowl.
Right.
You can make that comparison. And, you know, maybe your wife will, you know, and I think most, you know, wives of professional athletes might know that that's something that they potentially could run into.
It could happen.
And, you know, I don't think it would be as big of a deal as everybody's making it sound out.
So I'm guessing, based on what you're saying, that if Mike Trout opts to sit out the season to be with his pregnant wife, you'd think he's just being stupid.
No, I mean, no. I personally wouldn't miss the entire season for that.
Right.
He's also not going into a bubble, so that is a kind of a poor excuse if that's what he's saying.
Right.
Right? Like, you can't be there for the birth? No one's asking you to not see the child for a year or
right.
two if years or anything like that.
If he's going to practice and then coming back home?
That'd be an example of a guy who...
That's the thing. He is going home every day.
Right. He has a huge contract, and he's saying, do I really want to, you know... Because that's the other thing that we're talking about with certain athletes or baseball players that are sitting out. It's hard to put that comparison into real-world terms because that job is waiting for those guys next year. So David Price, Nick Markakis, maybe Mike Trout, they don't have to start training and get back onto the field. And basically, they're off between now and February. Yes, they don't get paid for this season, but they have hundreds of millions of dollars in the bank, and their job and their salary is waiting for them next February.
Right, and I would
say it's a lot easier for those guys to do it.
Right, and I would be like, if Jason Tatum goes, I'm not going down because I'm concerned with the coronavirus.
Jalen Brown already said he didn't think he wanted to go.
No, he's going to go.
He's going, but right. He said, you know, I was thinking I might not.
So let's say Tatum came out and goes, I'm not going. Your best player who says, I'm not going because he's concerned about it.
Right.
How do you think then all his other teammates look at him? The same way Victor Oladipo. Because I don't think you can compare, like giving birth, like you said, it's all right.
Hayward's talking about, I want to be there for that, and I will be there for a couple of days, and then I'm going to play. He's not freaking out that he's
going
to get
Hayward's
sick.
Hayward's not going, you know what? Hey, it's the beginning of the play. I'm not coming down there because I want to be here for my wife to give birth. He's saying, I'll go, but then once she gives birth, I'm leaving. So if a guy goes, hey, I'm not like a Victor Oladipo, I'm not showing up. Well, we're a team that has a chance to maybe make a run. You're our best player. What's going on? Everybody else is showing up. Then I think maybe, okay, well, now how are we looking at him?
Right?
How are we looking at him? And, you know, if it's the beginning of the season with Mike Trout, you know, maybe guys are a little bit more like, all right, he don't want to play. We're losing our best player. But, you know, we can understand that. But if it's the playoffs and we're all running this risk and there's a chance we can win a championship – you know, it's not like somebody's who's this team's not very good. I think then players would have questions for it the same way I think they would question like Gordon Hayward if he's leaving during the NBA finals or Eastern Conference finals. I think people would look at him like, man, you know.
I'm not being a smart aleck when I say this, but I'm assuming you would not answer the same way if, I mean, God forbid, you know, Gordon Hayward's mom or dad passed away. He could leave then, right? No matter when it was.
What if you got to bury your parent?
Yeah, you got to be able to go, right?
Yeah, you got to bury your parent. I mean, I know it comes off as kind of like a little bit of a DB move, but he's probably been the birth of his other kids. He might have another kid, like, so it's like can be at another birth. You can only bury your parents once. It's not like you can, you know.
Especially that kid's
only going to be born once, too.
Another kid will be born at some other time.
The way he's going, probably have a few more.
Right.
Like Phil Rivers in making here.
But Wiggy, that kid's only going to be born once.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think that kid
that kid's not going to remember.
Do you think that kid...
it's more about the wife.
I got three kids, and if I said to one of my kids, oh...
Hey, was I there? They won't know. If you
they won't
tell
know,
them.
But if I go, hey, I wasn't there for your birth, they'd be like, all right, whatever.
Okay, you're here now.
You're here now, right?
Dad.
It's not the 3 days. It's right. The 18, 20 years that...
Anybody can be a father, but it takes a man to be a dad.
There you go. There you go. So I think that's...
Boom. Ditch that onto well, a that, pillow.
That's, powerful oh, words from like Rich Keefe.
But Rich, that's what I had made the thing. Like, people get into the whole birth of the kid thing.
Oh, I understand.
And it's like, all right, so I was at the birth, but guess what? I wasn't there for this first 18 years of his life.
I was going to say, so then it's okay for them to just fly back down to the bubble while she's up every night feeding the kid, the kid by herself. Like, where are you then?
What else you got coming up next, including some actually eerily wise words from a baseball player about the return of sports. All of that upcoming, Sports Radio WEEI.
Dale and Keith.
Middays 10 to 2.
On WEEI.
All right, let's get to a couple of things that we might have missed earlier in the program.
What else you got?
Wiggy.
All right, so Nick Wright, you all know him from FS1. I believe he's on Fox Sports. He is such a Patriots hater, but he talked about the Patriots in a shocking way to me.
Yeah, they are. Of course. Yeah.
This is, yeah. Say it with gusto, Nick. Say it proud.
What an awful day for America. I mean, I thought our long national nightmare of 20 years, mostly uninterrupted, of Patriot excellence was finally going to skid off the tracks. And I still thought they would be good. I still thought they could win the division, which is why the addition of Cam Newton, of course, makes them Super Bowl contenders. Chiefs, Ravens, Patriots. That's your power rankings in the AFC. I don't know how anyone could have it any different.
He's so bummed, isn't he?
Doesn't like it, but hey.
Hey.
You know, it's the reality.
I love it.
What else you got?
Rich.
All right, I would like to say congratulations to one of the great Americans of our or any time.
Well, thank you, Rich. I appreciate you.
That would be Joey Chestnut.
Oh. Nobody's stomach has lasted as long as Joey's.
He is once again, the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Champion. There was never any doubt about that. However, this year he set a new record, 75 hot dogs.
Man, that's impressive.
In 10 minutes.
In 10 minutes with the buns, of course. And he kind of had a feeling that this could happen because obviously with everything going on, it had to be a little bit different. Rather than being outside in Coney Island where it was just underneath the heat, the guys are sweating, people are on top of you, other competitors are on top of you. There was less competitors. It was spaced out. It was inside, so there was air conditioning. Mm-hmm. And so he kind of thought, you know what, there's a chance I could go for the record, and he did. So 75, he has now won 13
That's impressive.
Titles, mustard belts, 13 of them.
Now, I got to ask, because I never have watched it when it's been on, the competition on ESPN, but you couldn't miss the highlights. They were everywhere. Do you like watching it?
Oh, that's disgusting.
It grosses
disgusting.
Me out.
I will watch competitive eating once a year. I don't see why not. These guys are
forget
are
watching.
Incredible.
I want to compete.
How many dogs could you eat in 10 minutes?
With the buns?
Well, yeah. You can't cheat. You got to eat the buns.
In 10 minutes? I could get over 20.
Right,
wow.
Or 20?
See, I can't
All right, we'll
see
set
like,
that up. There's, I think no way.
I love in 10 minutes? Easy.
Yeah, I love my. Hot I don't know.
I love my hot dogs fried or on the grill.
All right, I will grill them for you.
How's boiled, that? Grilled, fried doesn't matter to me.
Yeah. Cooked, uncooked, I don't care.
I would still have trouble with.
If it's still frozen, it'll slide down easier.
Yeah, I feel like I could maybe do 10. 20 is a lot.
That's
Sean.
Pretty impressive.
But see, even if you ate 10, okay,
yeah,
if you wanted to eat 10 hot dogs, which is a lot, but let's say you did. It's the idea of having to shove them in your face, and it's like we.
Oh, it's messy. It's messy.
It's horrible.
See, that's why I prefer wings over.
What
hot dogs.
What liquid would you dunk it in? You can choose whatever liquid.
Oh,
you
water.
Like. Just water.
Ugh. Just water.
Not like God, a Mr. Pibb disgusting. Or something.
No.
Oh, okay.
I'd save the carbonation for after.
I got you.
Don't want to be burping mid and something happens.
I understand. I got you.
Ooh, that's disgusting.
That one doesn't count anymore.
What else you got?
So Sean Doolittle is a pitcher for the Washington Nationals, and yesterday he was talking with the media. He was complaining about a couple of things in particular. He tweeted out, he said, people think I'm complaining, which, fair, I talk too much, but we really want this to work out. Players have been diligently following protocols, masks, distancing, whatever, but he said, we haven't received the PPE gear we were supposed to receive, haven't received the masks, haven't, and then it turns out today they couldn't work out because, oh, guess what? He was right. But then when he spoke to the media yesterday, he sounded downright philosophical.
Sports are like the reward of a functioning society, a functional society. And we're just like trying to just bring it back, even though we've taken none of the steps to flatten the curve, whatever you want to say, to like, we did flatten the curve for a little bit, but we didn't use that time to do anything productive. We just opened back up for Memorial Day.
Sports are the reward for a functioning society. I was going to stitch your saying on a pillow, Rich, but I think I'll stitch his saying on a pillow. Because,
fair enough.
I mean, and, you know, he's got the mask on, so everything's a little muffled. But and everybody was on him yesterday. Oh, you're just complaining. A millionaire athlete complaining. Well, then today they said, yeah, none of the test results are back. We can't practice. He was just telling everybody what's real, which is Major League Baseball's got to get there. Heads out of their rectums to figure this out, don't they?
Mm-hmm. Mm. They got trouble.
Before I go, Dale, I text my wife and asked her if she let me play in a Super Bowl and miss one of the birth of our kids.
What'd she say?
She said no.
Fair enough.
So I would be out of
Sounds
luck.
Sounds about right.
You would miss the game. All right. Yeah.
So when I say to my kids when I'm, you know, 80, 90 years old.
I could have been in that Super Bowl.
Yeah.
But I had to watch you. And by the way,
you never won a Super Bowl because mommy said I had to be there for the
And the way it works, they might not even been born to the next day because sometimes they go in there like, hey, ready to go. And then you're in labor for 40 hours.
Hypothetically.
Yeah, I got you.
You'd be without me.
All right, boys.
So Brady would have never won his first one.
There you go. Great to talk to you guys as always. We'll be back tomorrow. Rich and I, at least, will be back tomorrow. OMF's coming up next. See ya. Bye.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.